Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
All ahead, 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. By tonight, we'll know who Virginia's next governor will be. Democrat Ralph Northam has the edge in the latest tracking polls, but Republican Ed Gillespie remains confident. He spoke with WMAL.
People are very excited about winning this race, and they know we can, and they believe we're going to. And they know that that will make a difference for the future of the Commonwealth we love, because I've got the policy.
One of those tracking polls that has Northam ahead was done by Christopher Newport University, where Quentin Kidd is a political scientist. He says Gillespie is still in this.
Gillespie needs really strong votes out of southwest, southside Virginia, rural Virginia. That's the part of the state that really supported Trump, really supported Corey Stewart. Gillespie really needs them to support him. And then Gillespie needs to hope that, turnout overall is lower.
President Trump has tweeted this morning in support of Ed Gillespie. Mr. Trump says, quote, Ralph Northam will allow crime to be rampant in Virginia. He's weak on crime, weak on our great vets, anti-Second Amendment, and has been horrible on Virginia economy. Vote Ed Gillespie today, unquote. And then later the president said, again quoting, Ed Gillespie will totally turn around the high crime and poor economic performance of Virginia. MS-13 and crime will be gone. Vote today, ASAP. Unquote. Well, today, of course, is Election Day in Virginia, but many people have already cast their ballots.
Early voting is up this year compared to 4 years ago.
David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says that's especially true in Northern Virginia. The reason?
Getting around the traffic situation makes it very difficult to move around. And you've seen voter registrars open up remote voting early voting site.
If you are voting, polls close at 7 tonight, and of course, we'll have all the results as they come in. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County could become the first suburban jurisdiction in the nation to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour as the county council takes a vote today.
All county council members agree on $15 an hour. They just don't agree on how quickly it should be done. County council member Mark Alrich wants implementation by 2020 or 2022 for small businesses. Others, including county executive Ike Leggett, want to wait another 2 years.
It basically forces too many people who are at the low ends of the wage scale to wait too long.
But Alrich says he's open to compromise.
I think we're going to come up with something that everybody can find some peace with.
To avoid killing the bill altogether, Council President Roger Berliner, who wants to wait like Leggett, also wants to find common ground, too.
I'm working hard on it. That doesn't mean it'll be satisfactory to everybody.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump says he believes there's been great progress on the effort to contain North Korea's nuclear program.
Yes, I think we're making a lot of progress. I think we're showing great strength. I think they understand we have unparalleled strength. There has never been strength like it.
And speaking during his visit to South Korea, Mr. Trump said the U.S. and South Korea are on the same page when it comes to dealing with North Korea. A Dallas man has been arrested at the White House after he reportedly traveled to Washington intending to kill all white police at the executive mansion. The Secret Service was alerted by Montgomery County Police to be on the lookout for Michael Arega. Charges are now pending. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,548, the NASDAQ at 67.86. Sports Monday Night Football, the Lions hand Green Bay another loss. NHL, the Caps beat Arizona in overtime. NBA, the Wizards are home tonight to take on Dallas. Baseball, this year's National League Cy Young Award finalists include both Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now, wherever you download apps.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit JohnMarshallBank.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland will start on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. A little bit better in Laurel. The crash had been northbound near 197 cleared. And, you know, it's just about cleared out there. Everyone's still hung up a bit here if you're heading south past the airport, past 195. But that crash, too, cleared out of the travel lane. It's been a busy morning. On 270 out of Clarksburg into Gaithersburg, Rockville to the Spur, off and on the brakes there, but I don't have anything reported along the way. George Washington Parkway, our latest problem in McLean, is going northbound right before the Beltway exit. That's where we have a crash reported. Southbound getting a little bit better. Finally, we had the truck that was over height truck. There are plenty of signs that warn of the height restrictions. I don't know how this happens, but the truck now, according to Park Police, towed out of there. Southbound GW Parkway at Memorial Circle now with lanes open. Major delays continue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming in from the west. That rain will pick up as we head through this morning from west to east. An occasional rain this afternoon. Steady at times. Only in the upper 40s. Tonight, rain showers early. Then a chance of showers late down to 43. Cloudy tomorrow, but dry 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Haymarket, 42 in Germantown, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. President Trump calls on the world to act with urgency against North Korea. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Coming up on WMAL, Larry Kudlow joins us, and we're going to discuss at 8:35, and we're going to discuss the tax reform. Remember, that thing's still going on. Find out what's in, what's out, where are we with the whole thing. I'm Mary Walter, and that is Vince Colonnaise.
Ah, taxes. Who cares? Yeah, we'll deal with taxes. Phil Kirpin joining us now. I'm so glad, too. Phil Kirpin is the president of the American Commitment and an expert on all things Senator Bob Menendez trial. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
Excellent. Glad to have you here. I want to ask you, you know, the Menendez corruption trial is headed to the jury. Do we have any sense of what direction they might be headed?
Well, the jury got the case yesterday afternoon late. They only deliberated for an hour or two before they broke for the day. They'll be back in at 9:30 this morning. Look, I'd like to tell you it's going to be a slam dunk because the evidence is so overwhelming, but you pay Abby Lowell $4.5 million, and he's going to come up with a defense theory of the case, and he did. And, you know, the center's got a chance of actually getting off. It's amazing. They didn't dispute any of the facts in the case, okay? They agreed that he had ready access to the private jet and the luxury resorts and the American Express points for hotels in Paris and all the rest of it. They agreed that he got this guy visas for all the girlfriends in return, tried to make his Medicare fraud fraud investigation go away, tried to steer a port security contract and so forth. But the Abby Lowell defense theory is what I call the Bismarcky defense. They say, well, the friendship explains everything in this case. You know, a friend sometimes asks a friend to get visas for his supermodel girlfriends, and, you know, sometimes a friend asks a friend to make a Medicare fraud investigation go away, and of course a friend would let a friend use his private jet in his resort, so, you know, it's not bribery, it's friendship.
Oh, the Bismarcky.
When Abby Lowell defense. Says it, Vince, it actually sounds convincing. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going to be acquitted, but yeah, before the trial, I thought it was like 99% he'd be convicted. I probably think it's, I don't know, 60% now. I wouldn't really be shocked either way.
Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say I'm just a friend. Anyway,
yeah, right,
Bismarcky.
Right, that's the defense.
So,
yeah, no, they might get away with it. I don't know. Here's the thing, I think is important.
Yeah.
Count 18, the false statements count, which is a felony carrying up to 5 years in prison, I think it's going to be hard for him not to be convicted of that one because he blatantly filed false disclosure forms, not including any of the private jet trips. And then when he got caught on it, he disclosed only two of them, said that was all of them, and then there were another dozen. And even if he gets off on bribery, I think he's very likely to be convicted of false statements, which would still be, you know, one felony is enough, I think. So we'll see, but that is a possibility.
You would think. Phil, at its core, there's just a prima facie grossness to this. I mean, the guy getting lavish treats from his buddy, and in return, or as he's saying, independently, just because they're close friends, he's providing him the taxpayers' benefits. Like, he's giving him things that the government, that any other citizen couldn't get access to, but Solomon Melgen is getting it because he's friends with Bob Menendez. That seems, at its core, like corruption by definition.
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things about the defense case here is that they're not saying it wasn't a corrupt relationship. They're just saying, you know, it wasn't a bribe. These were just, you know, friends doing favors for each other. And, you know, I think that if he is somehow acquitted of all charges, and as I said, I think he'll at least be convicted of false statements, could still very easily be convicted of everything. But if somehow he is acquitted of all charges, I would suggest the Senate Ethics Committee should still bring an expulsion measure forward and kick him out of the Senate, because the behavior here is so outrageous and disgusting that, you know, if somehow our bribery laws have become so weak that this is tolerable in the judicial system, that does not mean that it ought to be tolerable in the United States Senate. And the defense case here conceded all of the behavior. They didn't dispute any of the behavior. They just tried to offer friendship as an excuse for it.
And so with the prosecution's case, though, do you think that they did a good job in proving their case?
There were some things I might have done differently. Overall, I think that, you know, if anything, maybe they shouldn't have gone on for 5 weeks. They should have gotten it down to two or three. I think the jury was losing interest a little bit in hearing the same things over and over and over again. And, you know, I thought they were going to call Harry Reid. They decided not to. That was maybe a questionable decision, although perhaps they didn't think that he was going to be cooperative. And I honestly, you know, you got to question the decision not to include any prostitution charges, which, of course, everyone thought initially were going to be included. The government, when they were pressed on this point, said that they did think that there was merit to those charges. They just chose not to include them. I think that decision, you know, left a lot on the table potentially.
Who doesn't share a couple of hookers between friends? I wonder when it comes to jury selection and how they actually judge on this. I mean, jury selection, of course, happened at the beginning, but you get a bunch of New Jersey people in. Like, what are the chances that you've just got a bunch of Democrats who are going to come down on the side of the party here?
Well, you know, it's a Newark, New Jersey jury. I think six of the 12 are black. They brought Cory Booker in as a character witness. The closing statement leaned heavily on his testimony yesterday. Abby Lowell said, you know, remember what Cory Booker told you, that this man is not corrupt and has never done anything corrupt. The prosecution countered by saying, do not allow them to politicize this trial. It's not about politics. It's not about whether you like him as a senator. It's about this criminal conduct that you've been hearing about for the last 2 months. So I don't know. I don't know how that cuts. You know, on the one hand, you could have a jury that says, you know, I always vote for this guy. I'm not going to kick him out of the Senate. You know, I'm going to cut him some slack. On the other hand, the jury could say, you know, I live here in Newark, New Jersey. I don't get on a private jet to the luxury resort in the Dominican whenever I want, the way this guy did. This is outrageous. I'm going to convict him. So I don't know exactly which direction the psychology of sort of this outlandish lifestyle through the eyes of regular people from Newark is going to cut. You could see it go either way.
Yeah, Phil, that's Union County, and very, very blue, and not necessarily the wealthiest county in New Jersey. And if they brought Cory Booker in, whom the people in that area adore and love, and they happen to also like Bob Menendez because he does a lot for Hispanics. He's very, a lot of his ads run in Spanish. That's his constituency. So I will not be shocked if they go, yeah, but they're just friends, because that's the way a lot of business is done in that area. Won't surprise me at all if he walks.
It would surprise me a little, just because the evidence in this case is really so overwhelming. But,
it's Newark.
You never quite know. And that's why we're going to be on jury watch here this week.
Phil, what is the precedent that this will set if he does walk?
Well, I think it'll effectively say that this will be sort of the final death knell for the bribery laws in this country. And, the Bob McDonnell Supreme Court decision was a huge blow. And the question here in this case was, could the prosecutors make their case even in light of that extreme narrowing of the bribery statute from the Supreme Court? They did survive the motion to dismiss. But if this just a friend defense works, you would imagine that would work in almost every bribery case, except where there's a smoking gun of a recording or something in writing that memorializes an express quid pro quo. If you don't have that, you could always just say, I did that favor for him because he was a friend and he gave me gifts because we were friends and there was no quid pro quo, and you could get off the hook basically every single time. And so I think the implications here, if he gets away with this defense, bribery is essentially legal in this country. Congress is somehow willing to revisit the bribery statute, but why would they want to make it easier for themselves to be convicted? So that would be a very, very difficult thing to get strengthened.
In other words, if the jury goes a certain direction here, corruption in the United States could get a lot worse, which is really upsetting. Phil Kirpin, thank you very much for giving us a breakdown of the trial right now.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, talk to you soon. 8:15 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a difficult morning. George Washington Parkway heading south out on McLean, down toward the Key Bridge and Memorial Circle. That's due to the overheight truck. And again, like I said, there's so many signs and warnings about the height restrictions. It's so frustrating. They had to stop all traffic and get that towed out of there. Now, lanes are open, and now it's about recovering. But again, big delays continue on the G-Dub. And by no surprise, a bailout traffic on 123 slows Chain Bridge Road down to the Chain Bridge. Watch for Canal Road to pick up some of those volume delays heading into Georgetown. Now, let's go Maryland 270, where it looks good through Urbana and Hyattstown. First set of delays will be south of Clarksburg into Gaithersburg. And again, Rockville onto the 270 spur. 95 south of the ICC, that volume delay takes you to each loop of the Beltway Interloop past Route 1. Then your pace improves. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, let's talk about things, meaning the weather. Rain developing this morning, occasional rain this afternoon, high of 47 degrees tonight. Rain showers in the evening, becoming more intermittent overnight with a low of 43. Wednesday off cloudy skies with a high of 51 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 48, 817 on WMAL. All right, so we had this shooting over the weekend in Texas, in Sutherland Springs, Texas. 26 people killed, 20 injured. Obviously a devastating affair, but there were two heroes here that have been starting to get some attention. One is Johnny Langendorf, the man who was driving his truck in pursuit of this gunman as he fled at high rates of speed away from the church. And Stephen Williford, who's the NRA instructor who first engaged him with his own rifle. He came running out barefoot from his home when he heard about the shooting. He had an AR-15 in his hands, and he fired a couple shots into that gunman who jumped in the car and then fled. And then both he and Langendorf gave pursuit in Langendorf's vehicle. So I want to give you some of the audio of what we've heard from these two men who chased Devin Kelly down. Johnny Langendorf spoke to CNN yesterday. He was speaking to John Berman. Here's some of what he had to say.
Any second thoughts? What was running through your head right then?
Nothing. Get him.
Why?
That's what you do. You chase the bad guy.
Nothing. Get him. Because that's what you do. You chase the bad guy. Man, that guy's out of America Central Casting. That was like the coolest thing ever. I was watching this interview live yesterday. I was like cheering at the TV screen. He was like, that's what you do. You get the bad guy. There was like not a second thought given to this. He also talked about how Stephen Williford, who he saw exchanging fire with the bad guy, had no shoes on and just his gun.
The killer, from what I heard, had a pistol for during the firefight.
Right.
Which is the main part that I saw.
And then the guy with you, the other hero, had his own.
Yes, he had his own AR-15, yes, sir. And he came out, he was barefooted.
He was barefoot?
Yes. Yeah, he had no shoes on or nothing, but he was ready to act. And the moment police got there and everything, you know, he did all the right things.
Grabbed his gun before he grabbed his shoes.
Yes.
Which tells you something about the mindset of the other hero involved in this.
Yeah. And then so he's exchanging fire with Devin Patrick Kelly. Devin Kelly gets shot, drops his weapon, jumps into his vehicle, tries to drive off at this point. And that's when Johnny Langendorf in his truck takes Stephen Williford with him, who's packing heat, and the two give chase. Johnny talked yesterday about what it was like during the chase.
You said the chase was 12 to 15 minutes long, going 95 down these, you know, these country roads. What was going through your head as this was going on?
Not a lot. I like to drive, and so if I can get away with driving fast, well, you know. And I had to catch the guy. I had to make sure he was caught. And at one point, the gentleman riding with me said, you may have to use your truck to get him off the road. And there was no hesitation. It was do everything necessary to make sure that this guy stopped.
Like, this guy is something else. It's funny. He's like midway through. He's like, I like to drive. I like driving fast. Like, just by the way, just like a spillover benefit of having to give chase to the bad guy, got to drive fast. Like that part.
What I thought was interesting is they were talking about driving through traffic. I thought the town has 400 people in it. How much traffic could there possibly be in this town for you to have to go around? Right? I got to, you know, drive through the traffic and he was chasing the guy. What I found so interesting about this, you were cheering at the TV yesterday. It's everything. These two guys are everything. Embody what the left despises. They embody what the left loves to mock, what the left loves to, you know, make fun of and put down, and they're heroes. And I thought it was so wonderful for me, it just made me feel so good to watch these interviews happening, because these guys are heroes. And I was thought maybe there is some reporter who is questioning one of these guys right now, who's maybe learning just a little bit of something, that maybe they're not the stereotype that you've made them out to be.
Here's a headline this morning to that point from the Washington Post. In Sutherland Springs, a mass shooting draws desire for more, not fewer guns. They interviewed the residents. They'd like to be better armed now. Stephen Williford is the man who exchanged fire with Devin Patrick Kelly. He did speak yesterday to a reporter from 4029 News. The reporter's named Joshua Cole. Here's Williford's words on whether or not he thinks himself a hero.
I'm no hero. I am not. I think my God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done. And I just wish I could have gotten there faster. But I didn't know. I didn't know what was happening.
But he did get there, that former NRA instructor today being heralded as a hero.
And he is.
822 on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune into Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sunday afternoon at 5 here on WMAL.
All right, I want to talk to you about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, because you know what? They now have for you the High Bridge Solution. It's a nationally recognized, proven process. It's been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind, and it allows you to enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of just one caring, comfortable environment. And I was talking to Rocky. I was at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry last week, and I was talking to Rocky about this, and she said, you know what's so interesting? interesting is that the majority of their patients for Highbridge are in their 40s and 50s. Now, normally you would think it was someone who's like in their 80s who dentures haven't worked for, they have, you know, bridges and crowns and all that stuff. No, 40s and 50s, because it's a fantastic procedure. It gives you your smile back. It allows you to eat whatever food you like. No one will know that you've had the Highbridge procedure other than you can smile freely and look fantastic. Now, they have a free Highbridge Dental Implant Seminar for you. It's next Monday, November 13th, and it'll help you understand your dental options. Maybe it's not for you, but maybe it is the answer you've been looking for. Seating is limited. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality at University of Maryland University College. Serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose seminars in Silver Spring, Bethesda, and Leesburg all this week, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Head Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All righty, this traffic update now, sponsored by GEHA. Here's the story. 410 East-West Highway, as you're leaving 16th Street, you're bunched up. Just getting an eye on this crash here. Right lane of the two is blocked. The turn lane's available, but right at the bus stop there at East-West Highway and Grub, that's where crews are dealing with the crash, so that's why it's causing extra delays. Now, let's go elsewhere and around the Beltway topside to deal with the delays. As you head from College Park and around towards Silver Spring, with travel lanes open, brief delays in our loop as you head through the Bethesda area into Alexandria. Beauregard Street. This will be off of 395, right near Sanger Avenue. That's where crews have been dealing with the crash. But I'm seeing biggest delays really on Sanger Avenue as you get past William Ramsey Rec Center and the elementary school, so be prepared for that. With GEHA Connection Dental Federal, you get coverage made for you. A plan with no deductible and no waiting period for most procedures. Sign up at GEHADental.com/2018. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances heading up, especially as we get into the second part of the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now, 827 on WMAL.
Let's talk about voting today. There's voting both in Virginia and in Maryland. Virginia voters cast a record number of absentee ballots in this election, which is very unusual because it's not a presidential election. It's an off-year election.
Well, people are noticing.
Yeah. As of Sunday, they received over 180,000 absentee ballots have been received. So it is obviously for presidential elections, they get more. But for an off-year non-presidential election, this is a record number so far. I wonder what that says about the race. Obviously, it means that there's a lot of people who are excited about this or who really want to vote in this election. But I don't know if that bids well for Gillespie or if that bids well for Northam. I don't know how that goes. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Absentee ballots had to be received. They can be received by 7 p.m. Absentee ballots received by 7 p.m. today will be counted. As you know, it's not just a gubernatorial race. You also have all 100 seats in the Virginia House of Delegates are also on the ballot. And I think a lot of people just go and they just vote for the governor. They don't necessarily vote for the other down ballot.
Well, some of them are uncontested. You're going to see one name on the ballot and then you won't have anybody else to choose.
Yeah, some are being uncontested. And I saw some posts. Some people are tweeting out voting. Their experience voting, they're tweeting out pictures, some lines. So have your ID ready because there you have to show a photo ID in Virginia to cast a ballot. And apparently some people are not prepared. So please do that. And don't forget, there's also some mayoral elections as well as some administrative positions in Maryland as well today. So get out and vote.
Polls close at 7. Either you want to support somebody or teach somebody a lesson, go to the polls to do it.
It is 828 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who just started a new journey of health with EMP 180. All right, JJ, it's been a week. What's it been like so far?
Well, first, 6 pounds lost.
Hey, now.
And that's actual fat. Man. I am down 1% body fat.
Fantastic.
Way quicker than I expected.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it pretty much what you expected, the whole EMP 180 process?
You know, the process is one thing. The energy was the surprise, and I shouldn't have been surprised, because working with you every day, I see the energy that you have.
Have you been to any restaurants yet? That can be a challenge.
I have. And I actually told the counselors in advance what we're going to do, and they looked at the menu with me, and they made some great suggestions. I had the filet. It was amazing.
Any meal plan where you can have a filet and lose pounds, you should be able to get
behind.
Exactly. All right. Do what I did. Do what so many of our listeners are doing. Visit EMP180 in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Is tax reform going to sail through or is that thing in trouble? Larry Kudlow set to have some important meetings today, so we got to get him ready. We're going to prepare him. Coming up, 8:35, he'll join us. But right now, it's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. The eyes of the nation are on Virginia on this election day as voters choose a new governor.
Donald Trump did not win the presidential election here in Virginia last year, but that has not stopped him from weighing in on this race for governor. In fact, this morning, he's already tweeted several times about this race in support of the Republican Ed Gillespie and attacking the Democrat, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. Now, Democrats should have the advantage in this race for governor, but polls show a very tight race, and if Ed Gillespie were able to pull it off, his election victory could serve as a model for Republicans running in the Trump era all across the country.
Correspondent Ryan Noble, stay with WMAL tonight as we bring you all the election results. President Trump is expressing hope that tensions in the Korean Peninsula will ease as he meets with military leaders in South Korea.
He'll be meeting with the various generals, General Brooks, and the various generals about the situation in North Korea. And I think we'll have lots of good answers for you over a period of time, and ultimately it'll all work out. Because it always works out. Has to work out.
The president spoke to reporters in Seoul today on the second leg of his Asian tour. We're learning more about the gunman who killed 26 worshippers at a Texas church on Sunday. Investigators have revealed that Devin Kelly has a history of domestic violence and anger toward his in-laws.
We learned of a charge of animal cruelty when he lived in Colorado Springs area 3 years ago. In August of 2014, a neighbor, a witness, called and reported that he was abusing a dog, a husky that he had, that he was beating around the head and neck area and dragging the husky. Now, the shooter denied the charge at the time, but he did receive a summons to appear in court, but he never faced a jail time.
Correspondent Brian Todd checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,548. The Nasdaq at 67.86. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Caps get an overtime win over Arizona. Monday Night Football, the Lions beat the Packers. NBA, the Wizards host Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
Elizabeth Guzman came to the United States from Peru, hoping to build a better life for her oldest daughter, Pamela. Working three jobs to support her young family, Elizabeth eventually put herself through college and went on to earn two master's degrees. She believed that if she worked hard and played by the rules, the American dream would come true for her and her children. Through her career in public service, she's helped other families achieve success. Now, Elizabeth Guzman wants to bring her experience and work ethic to Richmond as our delegate. With accountability and transparency, Elizabeth will work to expand healthcare to more Virginia families. She trusts Virginia women to make their own healthcare decisions, and Elizabeth will fight for better public schools, higher teacher pay, fewer tests, and lower class sizes so all Virginia children can learn. Elizabeth Guzman will always put our families first.
I am Elizabeth Guzman, candidate for delegate, and my campaign paid for this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Elizabeth Guzman for delegate.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, moms who drink learn the warning signs when alcohol becomes more than a casual stress reliever. And we're live at the CMA Awards. Plus, you can win Shania Twain tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
Country music's biggest night with performances by
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Gus Brooks,
and more. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host. Yay!
The CMA Awards live.
Starting tomorrow night at 8 on ABC7.
Hey, federal employees. Open season's almost here. Are you ready for a different kind of health plan? One that understands what you need and what you can pay for it? We can help. At AetnaFedsLive.com, you can chat with us online, join a webinar, or schedule a one-on-one consultation. So together, we can find the right plan for you. Aetna Federal Plans. Get the health plan that gets you at AetnaFedsLive.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Plans contain exclusions and limitations.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Rush hour is still on through Silver Spring. In fact, the inner loop a bit slow to get you past the exit for Route 1, but that's about the thick of it on that inner loop stretch. Just about cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Now, getting a little bit better. Silver Spring commuters, I know you're in some stop and go here. Heavier than normal on 410 East-West Highway, leaving 16th Street, but over toward Grub Road, it looks like they have lanes reopened from the earlier crash. Thank goodness. Now, let's get you onto the George Washington Parkway. Northbound in McLean before you get to the Beltway exit, we had the crash. It looks like a cruiser saying that's been cleared out of the travel lanes. We're still trying to clear the delays southbound near the overlooks where they begin now to get you down past the Key Bridge exit and onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Earlier, we had an overheight truck, and that was what's caused these major GW Parkway delays. 395, brief delays in Landmark, and then Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Freeway slows each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp on this Tuesday. Rain starting to come in from the west. Rain will come in west to east as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s, not budging too much. As we head on through tonight, more showers around down to about 43, and a little better tomorrow, mostly cloudy 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Herndon, 44 in Silver Spring, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. 8:37 on WMAL. Let's talk taxes. What I found something very interesting here, Vince Colonies, by the way, I'm Mary Walter. For those of you who do not know.
I knew that.
I know. But you know everything. Washington Post did something very interesting. You know, we talk about even a blind squirrel finds a nut. You know how they have the fact checker on the Washington Post and they give out Pinocchios, you know, for one, two, three, or four Pinocchios. Do they give five? They give more than four?
Oh, that would be a really big lie.
Okay, I don't know how many they give. So
also, isn't the point of Pinocchio that his nose grows? You don't get more Pinocchios. If you're lying, the nose is longer.
Well, that might be a little bit hard.
I'm just saying the analogy doesn't make any sense. You get four Pinocchio. Anyway, go on.
That's what's hanging you up. All right. This is what happens when you have a three-year-old. You're all about the fairy tales. You know, all the ins and outs and the nuances. All right. So we've been seeing tweets from Democrats. Kamala Harris tweeted out about the tax plan. On average, middle-class families earning less than $86,000 would see a tax increase under the Republican tax form plan. Robert Casey, an average tax increase on families nationwide earning up to $86,100 would be $794. Sound familiar? Jeff Merkley out of Oregon. Under GOP plan, U.S. families making about $86,000 see average tax increase of $794. They're all saying the same thing. So a reader wrote to the Washington Post and asked if this was accurate. Turns out, it's not. And the Washington Post is actually going after this. They say they traced the talking points to a document that was put out by the Democratic Policy and Communications Committee, which they say is basically the communications arm of the Senate Democrats. That document had that line on each state page. The line is the average tax increase on families nationwide earning up to $86,100 would be $794, a significant burden for middle class families. So they say that in turn was sourced to a report by Democrats on the Joint Economic Committee, and they tracked that down. That report had this line: if enacted, the Republican tax reform proposal would saddle 8 million households that earn up to $86,100 with an average tax increase of $794. The difference, though, is the original report referred to 8 million households receiving a $794 tax increase, but when it got communicated down the line, that was lost and it was translated into a talking point referring to all working class families. It's only about 8 million. They even go on to say that under $86,100, which is the bottom three quintiles of taxpayers, bottom 3%, would face a tax increase. Well, the staff took an estimate by the Tax Policy Center based on the framework, the GOP's framework released in September. The staff then focused on the households making under $86,100, the bottom tax three percentile that we would face a tax increase, and they weighting the tax increase by the number of people in each quintile. The staff came out with an average tax hike of $794, but it's really only a small percentage, 6.5% of the almost 122 million households that'll face a tax increase. It's only a small percentage, it's only 6.5%. It's not everybody in that bottom. That's how it morphed into this. This was a game of political telephone. This is the coconut telegraph. One person took this, they spread it out over everything, and it gets repeated and repeated and repeated, when in reality, more than 80%, 97 million, will receive a tax cut.
Yeah, I'm glad to see the Washington Post got to the bottom of that, no matter how they do their Pinocchio system. But the fact that it even has to get here suggests that there is not simplicity to this tax bill. The reason the game of telephone like that could happen is because the bill's no way as simple as the Republicans have suggested that it would be, for a bunch of reasons. But now they're like, there's horse trading going on, there's lobbyists involved, there's no way this thing's fitting on a postcard. Heck with that. There's no way it's fitting on a postcard. So is it simpler and will I pay less? And the answers to those questions for a lot of people are no and no. So that's not a good plan. So go ahead, Mary.
No, I just want to go ahead. I want to give the Washington Post credit where credit is due, because we slam them when they deserve to be slammed. They went on to say, in any tax bill, there are going to be winners and losers. The top quintile received the biggest average tax cut, both in dollars and change in after income. But also the largest percentage of households in that group are also going to face tax increases.
Also, the top 1% pays the most taxes. So, of course, they'll see in terms of raw benefits the most, the gross benefits. But the Senate is getting ready to prepare its own version of the bill. They're like thinking at this point that they're just going to ignore the House entirely and write their own version of the bill. And the one thing I keep on hammering, because I think it matters, is Mike Pence has the power to overrule the parliamentarian on reconciliation. What does that all mean? The rules that allow the Senate to pass a tax bill by a simple majority require them to do it in a way that doesn't add to the deficit, unless Mike Pence overrules them. And he can do that. He can. The parliamentarian has to make a judgment call. Does this add to the deficit? And if it does, not allowed under reconciliation. You need that supermajority. You need those 60 votes. But Mike Pence presides over the Senate. And he has an opportunity here. Now, will he get some senators who break from him so they can't get the 50 votes needed for him to be the tiebreaker? Potentially, yeah. I mean, Bob Corker could walk away from this. Tom Cotton could Langford could walk away from this. So you have senators who are worried about adding to the debt. But I think if we're going to get if we're going to get something that's good for the United States, good for taxpayers, Go big. Go on big growth estimates. Go for something that grows at 3-4% in the economy. Score it that way and give everybody a tax cut. Like, for real. Do it. Why don't you? The government takes so many risks in the direction of spending that it never accounts for how much they actually have to spend on. And eventually they keep coming back to the taxpayer for money. How about you take a risk in the direction of the taxpayer? Take a risk. Be like, hey, you know what? We're not sure we're actually going to have this growth rate, but let's go for it anyway. Let's cut massively and see if we can get some of these pie-in-the-sky growth rates that we're aiming for.
Yeah, and the math was a little fuzzy. It was a long, involved conversation there. But the point of the matter is there's falsehoods being put out there based on bad math.
Here's the other reason we have to do this, though. The reason we have to see reconciliation be used is because Mitch McConnell is not going nuclear in the Senate. He can get rid of this legislative filibuster, this whole thing where you have to have supermajorities. Yeah. He can get rid of it. Go back to a Senate where the talking filibuster is the way that business is conducted. You want to stop legislation? Debate it on the floor. Stand your rear end up, read the whole Bible, and stop that legislation from moving forward. But until you get to a point where you're actually having a debate in public, you're doing a disservice to the country. Because Americans don't get to actually see what the Senate is considering and not considering. These filibusters are killing the ability for legislation to be considered and debated in a fair way.
I can't disagree with any of that. And here's the thing. My husband and I sat down and kind of did our taxes, just very quickly overview. We'll see what it translates into. But we're going to pay more. But I'm at least willing to say, okay, if this gets us to where we need to be, I'm going to pay more right now. And I know I'm always going to pay more. I'm just that person. We're the payers. We're just the payers. That's who we are. We are the nation's ATM. So I know, but if it's going to jumpstart the economy and in the end we're going to wind up with more money in our pockets, is it worth the risk? I mean, at this point, yeah. My taxes are going up anyway.
Or just be honest.
So.
Just do the corporate tax cut. Forget the individual simplification. Just do the corporate tax cut. Just do something the right way.
I can't disagree.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in that Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. 270, actually, quite nice. Cleared out as you come out of the Frederick area down through Urbana and Hyattstown. Just brief delays right now in the Gaithersburg and Rockville. But we have a report of a crash southbound near 28, so do watch for that. Baltimore-Washington Parkway definitely improved now that the crash is gone. Southbound near 195, all lanes open, no longer any delays. Now 95 northbound in Maryland as you come up to Route 100, still with the crash. Talking about bad math, that's the George Washington Parkway, where we have these trucks that get onto the parkway and can't read the overheight sign and the restrictions. We had a truck that was stuck and it jammed our commute. We're trying to recover now. All lanes been reopened because it's towed out of there now. So from the overlooks down to the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, still pretty much jammed solid. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming in from the west. That rain will pick up as we head through this morning from west to east. An occasional rain this afternoon, steady at times. Only in the upper 40s. Overnight tonight, rain showers early, then a chance of showers late down to 43. Cloudy tomorrow, but dry 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Adirondack Tree Experts.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh, no.
Yeah, and also, can nobody remember what the heck her name is? Sean Combs, throughout life, has been Puff Daddy. Then he became Puff Diddy, and then he became P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he has changed his name yet again.
Oh, no, he did. He did that again?
He did it again. Here he is on social media talking about his name change.
I've been praying on this, and I decided, I know it was risky because I knew it could come off as corny.
It's risky.
To some people, like, yo, I decided to change my name again.
Oh, boy. It's emotional.
I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love.
Oh, yeah.
I will not be answering to Puffy, okay. Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay? It's my birthday. I feel good.
Huh?
God is the greatest. I give all glory, and I thank my mama and daddy. Mwah!
Wow.
Mwah!
He's like a butterfly. He spent time in a cocoon. He's metamorphosized, and now he's Brother Love.
Brother Love. Yeah, well, Jimmy Kimmel's back last night, and he took that, and he cut it where it says, nothing else but love, Brother Love. And he took the sort of but love. He goes, he wants to be known as But Love. That's how he wants to be known now. But Love, Brother Love. Well, apparently he's in trouble because the name Brother Love is used by a WWE wrestler who goes by the name. His real name is Bruce Pritchard, and he said, find a new gimmick. I invented and perfected Brother Love. I am the original, and you are not. Remember North Carolina.
Now, this is a throwback because in order to go back to Brother Love being in the WWF, it was June 1988 when it was called the WWF. He debuted, and then he left the organization in 1991 and then came back a year later. So Brother Love exists, and he's a WWF wrestler, and he's ticked.
Yeah, he is mad. He's mad about that. Well, you listen, the guy's 54 years old. He made his debut in wrestling in 1988 as Brother Love.
Yep.
So he's been out for a while. So he wants his legacy to remain and go on. And listen, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean, whatever his name is, said, look, I knew another name change was going to be risky, but
you know,
go for it.
Mary, I got to tell you, this is a risk. I've been thinking a lot about this. But I'm going to go by The Undertaker from now on. I'm now officially The Undertaker. I love it. 850 on WMAL.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Tomorrow.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tomorrow. 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
How do you raise an optimistic child in a world filled with pessimism? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This is an important question, and one that our friends at Common Sense Media recently tried to answer. If you're raising kids today, it can be easy to focus on the negative, they say. But don't give up. Put things in perspective by explaining that the loudest voices often capture the most listeners. Talk about what you're grateful for. As research shows, expressing gratitude actually makes people feel more optimistic. Fight fake news by teaching your kids how to fact-check stories before accepting them as true or sharing them online. And speaking of the internet, perhaps my favorite piece of advice, tune out the world for a while. Do it every now and then. Read a book, watch a movie, play a board game. It really doesn't matter what you're doing. The key is to do it unplugged. It can really help you with your optimism. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Are you or a loved one suffering from the high cost of nursing home care? Is Medicare not covering enough of the medical bills? Some families are becoming financially devastated because of the high costs involved with caring for an aging adult. Don't let this happen to you. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington, founder of Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We have the expertise and knowledge to help you avoid the financial ruin associated with the high cost of nursing home care. We're offering a free workshop to help you learn the facts regarding Medicaid eligibility. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. Call Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers at 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. Space is limited, so call now. 301-610-0055 or email us at info@fellintonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
8:55 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go now to Jamie Witten in that Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66. You're looking good on this election day. Cleared out through Manassas, Centerville, just a brief delay in Fair Oaks and westbound through Falls Church. So that's what you can expect on that trip. Still the delay, though, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue, over the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. That's slow as well. Now, we had cleared out the delays to the Wilson Bridge. It's still good on the approach out of Maryland into Virginia, but as you cross the bridge span in those far right local lanes, very slow to exit onto Route 1. Problem, crews are checking for an incident now. So again, coming off of the Beltway to go north on Route 1, Patrick Street, up toward Duke Street, have a report of an incident causing those unusual backups forming. Update sponsored by AAA. AAA gets to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances heading up, especially as we get into the second part of the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 48 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:56.
At Enlightened Lighting, their philosophy is simple. A beautiful home deserves to be admired day and night. Hey, Chris Plant here. Invest in a landscape lighting system that will add ambiance to your home, keep you and your family secure, and make your house the perfect place for holiday get-togethers. When looking to beautify your home this season, go with the area's most trusted name in landscape lighting, Enlightened Lighting. To see the difference landscape lighting can make on your home, visit EnlightenedLights.com. That's EnlightenedLights.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Court to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads false, fear-mongering, poisonous, and a descent into gutter tactics. The truth? In Richmond, Dr. Northam helped pass longer sentences for gang members and mandatory life sentences for violent sexual predators. Ralph Northam has lived by the VMI Honor Code. Don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
All right, President, moving ahead on that Asia trip. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Ambassador John Bolton and a high-energy Cal Thomas.
Yes, Cal, we saw Cal at the diner on Friday, so it'll be great to talk to him again, and we'll ask him about why he wouldn't eat the bacon. Just
yeah, it's a lingering
question.
Can't
trust a man who won't eat bacon.
Cal Thomas wouldn't eat the bacon?
It fell in his lap first, so it's probably might have something
to do. Okay, never mind. It's not like he's a secret Muslim or anything like that. We're not making a claim like that.
Cal he doesn't eat lap bacon, apparently. Bacon that falls in your lap, apparently.
Now, one of my favorite stories today is the Rand Paul story, the socialist next door that attacked him and broke five ribs. Turns out it wasn't over politics. It was over grass clippings. This is what his lawyer is saying. So he's not insane after all.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.